You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello, this is Abby, podcasting here for the SRA, here at SRAcon 2017 in Leicester. And I'm here with Martin Stiers, who's part of the Community Media Association. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's a great conference you've got going on here.
Yes, thank you. So just the first off, what are the benefits of student radio becoming community radio stations?
I suppose the real benefit that a lot of community radio stations, a lot of student radio stations, are getting access to an FM or AM license so they can actually broadcast beyond just being an internet radio station.
So as well as talking about that in your talk, you talked about other options that student radio have as well. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. The biggest opportunity for student radio stations that want to broadcast on a traditional broadcast platform is small-scale DAB, and which is coming in the next year or two. The CMA, the Community Media Association, we've been lobbying really hard to make it a thing and also make sure it's accessible in terms of availability of platform, but also cost for community radio. Now, what I define as community radio and the CMA define as community radio would include student radio. You know, you're not for profit, you're run by your community and that sort of stuff. So you are community radio, and small scale DAB will be a great opportunity for you.
Yeah, brilliant. And finally, something that you did talk about in your talk, do you think student radio stations should become community radio stations, full stop?
Maybe. And that's the key. Community radio licences are not student radio. As you guys will know, as Demond and the half dozen or so already student community radio stations will know, it's a 365 a year, 52-week commitment. It's not just term time only. You need to operate it different to being just a student radio station. But there are stations that do it. Demond, Canterbury and others do it and do it quite well. It's about looking about what you want to do as a student station and also what resources you have to be able to do it. Can you commit to doing it? The thing would be chat to the other student radio stations and ask them that question, or come and talk to the CMA, because we're more than happy to give help and advice as well.